All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, and today's episode is sponsored by the Rock Solid Gym Method, and more specifically, the course Freedom from Numbers, which I'm super excited about because we are talking about number cravings this week. This course is a four-week course, and if you join now, it is going to be on sale and at a big discounted price in the Rock Solid Gym Method. It's $59 a month. There's already over 4 months worth of content in there. Excuse me. I had some bubbly water. And once this course is done, it will be on sale on its own, but at a higher ticket price. And moving forward, the Rock Solid Gym Method is going to be a drip course over a year, so you won't have instant access to this course moving forward. So that is going to be at a time in the future, but if you are interested in joining now, getting your numbers under control, not stressing out about it, and if this podcast resonates with you, I would highly encourage you to join us in Freedom from Numbers. We start next week, so definitely check that out. It is going to be for October of 2021. If you are listening to this later on, definitely go to the RockSolidGymMethod.com, RockSolidGymMethod.com, and see what is available. It is probably on sale right now or available to go through. If you are still here not too long after, definitely reach out to me and I can see if we can sneak you in. Otherwise, I can give you more information on where to get this information and where to get more of dealing with numbers in your life. So let's dive on in. This is the third part in a four-part series on cravings. We talked about food, fitness, numbers is this week, and the last one is going to be on your body next week. So we're going to talk about numbers, which is something that used to absolutely consume and control my life, but now no longer does. And I even have a real life right now happening example of kind of how that works for me. So as always, our cravings usually come from emotions, and excuse me, if I do a cough in between, I'm going to try and catch it, but I apologize. I'm getting over a cold, which is a good example of moving forward, an example I'll be bringing up moving forward. Anywho, but most of our cravings come from emotion. Our body is trying to tell us something and work through something. And in this sense, especially, numbers can mean validation, mean doing enough or not enough. It can be a way of numbing out from actually acknowledging the reason we are looking and so consumed at the numbers rather than what our bodies are actually needing or wanting or what we actually need to work on, or a lack of control. So if, and this is where it was really big for me when I was in college and just did not do well in school, was really struggling, not sure where my future was going. I wanted to do all these things, but yet it wasn't working out. The only thing that I could control was my food and my workouts. And I got super, super strict on counting calories, on the workouts that I was doing, how long I was going there, and it all revolved around numbers. And I am not good with math. I don't like that kind of stuff, but these numbers absolutely consumed me. If I was told to hit a certain calorie intake, I always would feel better if I went under, because even though I knew that calories were good for me and they fueled me, I got it all morphed and twisted that going under was doing even more, because it was a challenge to only get those few calories, so it's an even bigger challenge to get under that. My workouts were long and intense, and I created them myself, and it got to a point where if I wasn't doing fasted cardio at bare minimum 3 times a week and having 2-hour-long workouts, I remember specifically looking at the clock and being like, I have 30 minutes left of this workout and I've got nothing left to do. And I just almost basically bummed around and just looked for other things to do when that was unnecessary to do entirely. So it's a big thing with focusing and dealing on all of that. But the hardest thing was learning to let go of them because they so much consumed me. And even just the thought of not looking at them. So it was more than just like delete the apps off your phone, like put the scale away, like don't do any of that. Like I literally did not believe in myself that if I didn't follow those numbers exactly, that I was going to stray and I was just going to like gain all of this weight. I was just going to be a bum. I was going to be useless to society and like all of these bad and terrible things. And that's not it at all. Like I completely gave all of my faith and all of my control away to some numbers that somebody else had given me. And I thought that that was my entire worth, or I had decided and set aside for myself when that wasn't even the case or necessary. So the big thing, as with all of these in this little mini series, there's times when you should look at your numbers and when you should not look at your numbers. And there's a fine line, especially with information coming in. And all of my work and courses is about learning to trust yourself again. And I believe that there is a time when you should just get away from it entirely and learn to trust yourself again. But the numbers with everything, the experimental method is my big thing, because with an experiment, there's no success or failure. There's just an outcome. And this is huge with this one, because with an outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to toss it? Do you want to try something new? But it puts you back in control and you get to look at the information. You get to look at the data. You get to look at everything that you have already done and decide, is this what I want? Yes, no. What do I want to do differently? How do I want to move forward? And it's that simple. It takes you out of the numbers. It takes your worth and your value out of the numbers. Okay? So work on that, first of all. Listen to the food and fitness cravings podcast beforehand. I go dive deeper into this on getting away from the numbers and finding what works best for you in the food and movement experiments. I've got journals for that if you want to do it on your own. Otherwise, courses as well, like I had said before. Freedom from numbers is going to be huge as well. But the big thing is learning to see yourself as worthy outside of the numbers and getting back to health and getting back to like resetting your body to actually trust yourself and actually for you to actually just understand and read your body and what it's trying to say and what it's trying to do as well. So here's when to look and when not to look after you've like reset yourself and learned how to understand your body and what it's trying to do moving forward. So here's when I want you to look at the numbers and also like the mindset around it. So when it's a good idea and why? Just to check information. It's that simple. Like I step on the scale and check to see like what my weight is, because it's just a good number to know to kind of see where you're at and see if you're fluctuating or not and everything like that. Like my weight is pretty consistent. I'm 5'4 and I weigh about 160 consistently. Do I have a little bit of excess fat? Absolutely. Is there weight to lose? Probably, for sure. But is that my main focus right now? Not really. My main focus is there's other things going on in life and I'm making the absolute most of it. I'm working out Monday through Friday normally. Today I took the day off, but just a second. I eat pretty consistently, working on getting my protein in a little bit more. Came off a bad year, and just the fact that I'm being pretty consistent right now is really exciting again. So looking at the numbers, and I've done this work for so long now that they mean absolutely nothing to me. And even if that like one little thought comes in of like, oh, you're a couple extra pounds over. Like, ooh, probably shouldn't have worn this outfit. Oh, should we be doing this? Are we really capable of coaching? Are we really capable of like leading people? Like, should we even be doing this? Like, should somebody else be? Like, we are definitely not fit for this. Like all that stuff, just like, no. Like, it barely even is able to get started. Like, that's a spiel that used to, like, spiral me out of control. Like, it doesn't even get to get started anymore. Or, like, on the other hand of, oh, we're starting to lose weight. We actually didn't eat that much. Maybe we shouldn't do that again. That's probably a good thing. Oh, we are looking a little thinner. And, like, this is even when we're bloated. So imagine how much thinner we are. And even that, nip it in the butt. We are not going to be thinking about that at all. Like, at all. It's not a thing that is able to spiral me at all in order to, like, get me to not eat the rest of the day and probably go for a run after work, even though I'm exhausted. Like, it doesn't even get to do that anymore. So just looking and knowing the numbers is good. If I didn't feel like I was getting, or I thought I was getting enough protein in, but I'm constantly tired or not recovering very well and not seeing enough growth, like, maybe I start looking at my calories a little bit, like, check it for a week to see what my normal calorie intake is and where I could adjust in order to get a little bit more in, or if I'm actually, like, getting enough water or not. Like, even just those little bits of numbers used to send me into a spiral of, I'm not doing enough, I need to be doing enough, I'm eating too much, I'm eating too little is good, but I'm not seeing results, what do I need to do? It's knowing yourself and where's a good point and where isn't a good point for you. And it being as simple as that. So what may go through your head and what to change, and then why this is necessary. Everything that I had just said. It's just information to take in and to see kind of where you're at. It can give you a little bit more know-how on, yes, I'm listening to my body, yes, I'm trusting it, but I'm not seeing the results that I want, or this isn't going, or that isn't going. Maybe I need to check a little bit here and there. Now, when not to check, when to avoid it and why, and you can probably guess, if you are not strong enough yet, if it is going to be something that is going to take you down. Even if, like, if I went to a gym and it was kind of like the thing to do where you're checking your weight, like, nobody can force you to, but even if you go to the doctor and they take your weight, like, you can say, like, I don't really want to know, or, like, please don't tell me, or is it okay if I don't look? And I don't see why they would be against it. So just knowing when and when not to look. And if you do for some reason look, knowing to let it just slide and not stress about it too much. If it's going to send you into a spiral, if it's going to go back to old negative habits or continue old bad habits that you're trying to get rid of, then don't look. Like, put the scale away, get rid of it all, like, work on not looking at the calories in food, but... And then moving forward, it's just like, that's information to know. So, like, the drink that I'm drinking has a little bit more sugar than I thought it would or that I would normally like. So, well, now I know moving forward, and it's just information and it's a choice that I'm making. It's not good or bad either way. It's just information that I'm taking in. So what will go through your mind, body, what to do to change, and why this is necessary. So the big thing with all of this is the more stress you put on your body, the more it's going to just not digest things well, not run properly. It's going to be in chronic stress, which is not good for you. It's going to wear down on you very, very much so. It's going to create unnecessary fat, and it's going to feel like it's constantly struggling and constantly fighting to survive. And if it's running on that, you are not going to be performing at your best. So reducing the stress where it needs to be, and if numbers are a big thing for you and a big stressor for you, it's learning to let them go and not have them be as big of a deal as they possibly can be. So those are your two options, and that's why it's necessary. If you are struggling with it right now and it's a problem for you, then you need to just let it go. If you've done the work and it's not a big deal for you, or you avoid looking just because you don't want to, but you don't have, like, an identity associated with it, then why not check it out? It's fine. Either way, it's not bad. It's all just information. But if you weren't able to see it as just information, then that's where the real problem is. And that's where you need to fix it. And it's as simple as that. Like I said, it's a very fine line, especially if this is something that you struggled with before, but there is an end way So, for instance, I got sick over the weekend and I've just been recovering and went and worked out the other day or yesterday. So it's Tuesday when I'm recording this. Monday I went and worked out. The workout hit me a lot harder than it normally would. It was a hard one in general, but from being sick and not eating a lot, just drinking a lot, just focusing on recovering, it wasn't anything negative or bad or like old habits coming up. It was just, I didn't have the energy to like even stand. So it was making the best choices I possibly could for myself. And calorie intake was not on the top priority list. So it was just anything that I could do, making the most of it. But the workout hit me super hard. I felt like I could barely function afterwards, and it knocked me out for a couple hours, and it just kind of spiraled into the rest of the day, and it wasn't very good. Woke up today, still had a cough, still had a drippy nose. Also, my lungs were like on fire, so, which tends to happen, but especially when I'm sick, and it's not the best feeling ever. So I decided to take the day off, even though I could have gone to the gym. There was no reason for me to skip. It would have been no problem at all for me to go. But I know that I want this as a long-term healthy life and not just a moment of success, a moment of like, I checked off another box. Like, I'm on my everyday Monday through Friday, I work out kind of thing. And that used to be a number for me as well of how often do I go to the gym? How much do I do? And I need to do extra afterwards too. Like if I don't have to go to work right away, then I have like a little bit of extra time to stay and do like open gym and work on other stuff. But the workout itself is more than enough. Like it's fine. I can just do it and that be it. And that's enough. And there's numbers all around. It's not just tracking calories. It's not just tracking your weight. It's tracking how consistent you are. It's tracking how many hours of sleep you get. Especially if you follow like toxic positivity or toxic success stuff, like the fewer hours of sleep you get, the better. And I was pushing it so bad. I remember working like 18-hour days, working out, not getting a whole awful lot to eat, and then sleeping like 4 or 5 hours and feeling like that was success. And I was doing nothing. I was not living out my full potential and was helping people out at bare minimum when I could have been doing so much more. So it's knowing yourself, and also once you get through it, seeing how far you've actually come. And it's to the point now where numbers no longer consume me. And some days I just take off just because I want to and almost just because I can. Like it's my little way of rebelling for the past me that thought that she couldn't and wanted to so badly but was terrified of it. Like this, here's your permission to rebel. It's okay. It's okay to take days off. It's okay to eat more calories. It's okay to ditch the app. It's okay to ditch the schedule, to ditch the routine and try something different. It's okay to start back at zero. It doesn't mean that everything you've done leading up to this point has been for nothing. You still get to keep that. You still get to have all of that. It's all yours. It's all you. But if it's no longer serving you, then you need to be strong enough to make that choice. And here's your permission to make that choice. This is your permission slip, your permission to rebel and to make it work for you and to create your own life from it. So I hope this was helpful. Would love to hear your thoughts. And if you found this helpful, please do share. Definitely want to get this podcast out to more people. But if you would like to work on healing your numbers and have freedom from numbers, definitely check out that course. Again, it's at rckSLDGYMmethod.com. It is going to be inside the Rock Solid Gym Method. I have links for all of that. It's $59 a month. Stay as long as you want. If you do want to commit to a year, you do get quite a big discount for that. And there's going to be so much more information to come. I do have a calendar of topics going to be covered. And once the full year comes around, it is going to be more of a drip month-to-month content drop once you commit to a year. So if you want all of the information all at once right now, it's good to get in before it all goes away. So stay tuned for that. As always, reach out to me, say hey, hi, hello, and tell me what you thought of this. Otherwise, I hope you have a fantastic day. Don't stress, don't worry about it too much, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.